Good morning and welcome to the News Diet, where I'll give you daily news bites in under 10 minutes. Today, I'm going to talk about the nuclear power plant caught in the middle of the Ukraine-Russia conflict and also the whistleblower accusing Twitter of negligence and fraud. Let's be informed so we can get on with our day. If you're looking to get the day's news without commentary or sensationalism, then you've definitely come to the right place, and I'm genuinely so grateful to have you tune in. Just be sure to hit that subscribe button so you can catch all the new episodes, and also, as a new channel, it truly helps the show grow, so hopefully more people can also discover this healthier alternative to staying informed. Europe's largest nuclear plant is located in southern Ukraine, and so this means it's close to the ongoing fighting, which understandably makes people and residents around the world nervous that close shelling could cause a wider issue should any rockets strike the plant. The Zaporizhia plant is currently occupied by Russian forces, yet it's still operated by and managed by Ukrainian workers now under their control. And the claim is that Russians are launching weapons from the site and then using the facilities as a shield from Ukrainian return fire. This claim is causing foreign officials, particularly in Europe, to call for a formal demilitarized zone to be agreed upon by both sides. And leaders of the U.S., France, Germany, and Britain have called for the UN Atomic Energy Agency to be allowed to visit the building. Russia is claiming that its strikes are in response to Ukrainian fire. In other words, both sides are placing the blame on each other. The possibility of a nuclear leak is, of course, concerning for any society, but especially Ukrainians, who dealt with the massive Chernobyl nuclear disaster 35 years ago in 1986. So, of course, they're looking to prevent another incident. However, some experts have pointed out that there's really no incentive here for either side to allow an accident to happen. A nuclear leak would negatively affect both Ukraine and Russia, as nuclear pollution could extend way beyond just this region. So, one theory is that while both sides likely genuinely want to prevent a leak, is the real strategy here could be to move the plant's power grid from the Ukrainians to the Russians, which would allow them to move the energy away from Ukraine and Europe and give them full control of the supply. Regardless, officials are hoping to create some kind of agreement between the two countries to designate the area around the plant as a no-war zone to prevent a nuclear accident. The former security lead of Twitter is revealing what he says is major security weaknesses and possibly even fraud occurring within the company. The ex-employee is Peter Zatko, and he's a renowned former hacker turned security expert who's also worked for Google as well as the Department of Defense. He was hired by Twitter in 2020 after a massive hack rattled the company. And in his short time there, Peter claims that he tried to warn the leadership about how little prepared they were for a potential data center failure. He also sent a complaint revealing that the Indian government had forced Twitter to hire government agents who then had access to internal data, as well as a U.S. official warning about foreign intelligence operatives working as employees. In fact, just this month, a former employee was convicted of spying on behalf of Saudi Arabia. Not long after starting the job, and Zatko was fired, which was explained by a Twitter spokesperson as being because of poor performance. So, on July 6th, Zatko filed a complaint with the SEC, FTC, and Justice Department, where he revealed all this and also accused Twitter executives about lying to the agencies about combating bad actors, as well as lying to Elon Musk when he was trying to buy Twitter. Musk has since been trying to back out of the deal, also claiming that the platform is being dishonest. So these whistleblowers' claims could actually help back up Musk's case. You see, Twitter's currently trying to prevent Musk from backing out of the deal, claiming he's only doing so because of the market downturn since his initial offer of $44 billion. Already, Musk's lawyers have already subpoenaed Zatko. Twitter has already been under hot water in the past for similar privacy reasons. Zatko's complaints are likely to ignite an investigation from the agencies that, should they determine merit, result in more fines or even regulation. You've just been informed, so now it's time to get on with your day. I'm Michelle Carroll. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode and want to continue following a healthier alternative for staying informed, where I forgo partisan fighting and fear-driven narratives, then please be sure to hit that subscribe button, as of course you'll get more of this show in your feed, and also you'll be helping this new channel grow and reject sensational media. Thank you so much for your support, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode. Thank you.